For the answers to those questions, we turn to self-determination theory. This is the most comprising and leading theory with regard to motivation research. It has been tested over the last four decades in empirical and experimental studies worldwide. At the basis of the theory are the behavioral scientists and positive psychologists Richard Ryan and Edward Deci. They have found that motivation is not so much a question of quantity as of quality. What matters is, in other words, not being more or less motivated, but the quality of our motivation. A distinction is made between controlled and autonomous motivation. In the first case, we have the feeling that we have no other choice than behaving the way we do. When, on the other hand, we feel autonomously motivated, we have a sense of choice. The so-called flow is a prototype of intrinsic motivation. It is the activity where we lose the sense of time. In the context of education, multiple studies have shown how controlled motivation leads to less interest and effort towards achievement, whereas autonomous motivation leads to more engagement, to better performance, lower dropout, a higher quality of learning, etc. Moreover, controlled motivation leads to disowning one's responsibility for negative outcomes and thus blaming others, such as the teacher. Whereas autonomous motivation brings about better teacher ratings. Interestingly, the sense of freedom induced by autonomous motivation thus goes together with a feeling of responsibility, and this leads to enhanced persistence.